One way to determine the approximate age of a bowhead whale is by looking at changes in their eye lenses. This, combined with other methods, can help scientists tell how the whales are doing and what kinds of environmental changes may be affecting them over the course of the bowhead's life. Sitka High School students recently had a chance to play scientist and do their own eyeball dissections as part of the Sitka Whale Fest Science in the Schools program. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
Cheryl Rosa works for the North Slope Borough assessing the health status of bowhead whales. And because there is a subsistence whale harvest every year on the North Slope, Rosa is able to conduct her research fairly easily.
We go to these whales as they're being butchered, and we take little pieces of all of the organs, and I look at them under the microscope. It's called histology, and I want to make sure that the tissues look normal, that we don't see any evidence of pathology, because that can tell me that there's something going on. If I see it in one animal, it's interesting. If I see it in 10 animals, then I start to get worried. I start thinking, maybe we've got something going on here.
Rosa is addressing Kent Bovee's science class at Sitka High, and she's explaining why it's so important to know how old an animal is when conducting health assessments. One example of this is contaminants and exposure to them over time.
Toxins are out there. There's all sorts of different ways toxins get into the environment, but especially toxins that accumulate, especially in fat, over time, because bowheads especially have tons of fat in their blubber. There are certain things that we look for that over the life of the animal, they build up, and it sticks around. So a two-year-old has only had 2 years exposure to PCBs in the environment, whereas a 150-year-old bowhead whale has been around a lot longer and has had much more exposure.
Another scientist from Gustavus, Chris Gabriel, studies humpback whales in southeast Alaska. One of the methods for aging humpbacks is by reading their earplugs, which she says is a lot like reading tree rings.
You can take that 6-inch earplug from a whale, very carefully slice it long ways, and then polish that edge, and then find an expert who's really good at counting these things, because it's very tricky.
Gabriel says she's here to learn from Rosa how to do eyeball dissection of humpbacks the way they do with bowheads. She says it's never been done before, mainly because there isn't a humpback whale harvest, so it's not as easy to collect enough data. But because determining age is so important, they would like to be able to use this method as well on humpbacks. Conversely, Rosa says a bowhead's earplugs are totally different from those of a humpback whale.
They're not woody, they're more like axle grease. So we don't think that we're going to be able to age them that way, but we're looking at it again. The knowledge that's been passed down over the last few decades is you can't age bowheads by looking at their earplugs. But we're going to try again.
But today the focus is on eyeballs.
We're going to have you get in pairs, and we've got 11 eyes to give out. Before we cut into them, I want you guys to look at the front of the eye and basically identify, I want you to identify where the pupil is, where the iris is, where the ciliary processes.
The big chunks that are handed out look more like hearts, and they're fatty and smell like fish. Justine Webb and Katie McAdams struggle with their dull scalpel and just the general gross factor. But they have help from scientist Steve Lewis.
I'm just really freaked out by it, and Katie's freaked out by it.
It's not that bad.
It smells so bad.
It does not smell.
Is this supposed to come off?
It's squeezing juice.
Cut it way at the edge.
It's right here.
But you want to slice and then fold that whole thing
fine.
Back. There you go. You're getting it.
Just think, it's like cutting a steak.
Yeah, just like cutting a steak.
It's dead.
But once Rosa starts pointing out specifics about the eyes, the kids seem to forget about the smell and the slime.
That's the nerve. That's nerve tissue. So then you just cut right through it. You see how different that looks from the tissue surrounding it?
Yeah.
That's the optic nerve. It's one of the thickest optic nerves that I've seen in mammals. So big eye, big nerves, big animal. Right there. And that carries all of the neurological information that comes into the eye to the brain. If that's cut, you don't see anything. Even if it's stretched, if you get a lot of trauma to your eye, that's really cool. On the other side, is that the tapetum that you guys peeled off?
There was so much gagging that it seemed like just a matter of time before someone actually threw up. I asked Rosa if that was a normal reaction, but she says she's never done eyeball dissections with students before, although during this visit, there were multiple classes that participated.
Two people gagged, and that's the first time it's happened in all five classes, so that's good. We did have someone cut themselves, which kind of made me feel bad, but
one casualty for five classes, that's pretty good, I guess.
Rosa says the eyeballs these kids are dissecting are not critical because these bowheads are also aged using the baleen method, which can analyze the carbon signatures for each year of the bowhead's life. But if the eyeballs that the kids extracted aren't damaged and are able to be analyzed, so much the better. And the kids who didn't think it was too gross might consider a career down the road in science.
It's not as bad as I thought, though. I'm doing all the work.
Which Rosa says was really the point of doing eyeball dissections in the classroom anyway. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.